Less than a week after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the United States Congress passed a resolution giving President George W. Bush sweeping powers to wage war against terrorists with little consultation from Congress. The Senate passed the resolution unanimously, and the vote in the House of Representatives was 420-1. The lone dissenter was California Democrat Barbara Lee. It's a stand she's taken before. In 1999, Lee was the only House member to vote against authorizing President Clinton to bomb Serbia during the Kosovo crisis. On September 14, 2001, Lee, a social worker by training, took the floor of the House to counsel restraint at a time of great national pain.
September 11th changed the world. Our deepest fears now haunt us. Yet I am convinced that military action will not prevent further acts of international terrorism against the United States. This is a very complex and complicated matter. Now, this resolution will pass, although we all know that the president can wage a war even without it. However difficult this vote may be, some of us must urge the use of restraint. Our country is in a state of mourning. Some of us must say, let's step back for a moment, let's just pause just for a minute and think through the implications of our actions today so that this does not spiral out of control.
Barbara Lee, a 55-year-old African-American, is a former state legislator and is currently the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. First elected to the House in 1998, she represents California's 9th District, in the part of the San Francisco Bay Area known as the East Bay. One of the most progressive districts in the nation, the 9th District includes the cities of Oakland and Berkeley. But a reaction to her lone vote has been mixed. According to Lee, the majority of some 20,000 messages her office has received have supported her action. But opponents of her stand have labeled her anti-American, unpatriotic, a traitor, and a communist. She has also received death threats and now travels with a police bodyguard. The daughter of a soldier, Lee calls herself an army brat and insists that she's not a pacifist. She voted no because she does not think it is proper for Congress to abdicate its role in the decision to wage war.
The president already has the authority to wage war under the War Powers Act. So if anybody of government should say, let's look at the big picture and let's say that we're going to ensure that our democracy works by ensuring that the checks and balances system stays in place, then, we have to do that. And I voted against it because I didn't want to give Congress's right away, which in essence is disenfranchising the American people from having a voice in when to go to war against a sovereign nation or not go to war. We know that the Congress has that constitutional responsibility to say we have some decision-making power within our House and Senate to voice the American people's concern. And once we give that up, we have no way to monitor or to provide oversight for such a serious act to occur, such as waging war.
Lee is also concerned that in the current political climate, the people's civil liberties are in danger.
People in our country better rise up and talk about this. Within the context of national security, many of our civil liberties could be eroded. We've got to find the balance between public safety and preserving our civil liberties. This is the power of the people that I'm talking about in our democracy that can't be eroded or sidestepped in the name of national unity. All of us are unified as a country in trying to stamp out terrorism. But people have a right to a voice in how we wage war and when and when and if our civil liberties are going to be set aside. Inherent in our democracy is the right to free speech, the right to protest, the right to dissent. People in our country have a point of view that should be communicated. That's what makes democracy work.
On October 21st, about 3,000 people gathered in front of Oakland City Hall to express their appreciation of Barbara Lee and her lone vote. In turn, Lee expressed her appreciation for her constituents' dedication to civil liberties.
Thank you for being great Americans who insist that democracy
and civil liberties must prevail, even in a time of national security crisis. Thank you.
For Wings, I'm Kelia Ramirez in Oakland.